approximately 1 in every 59 children are born with autism. Albert Einstein.
Dr. Einstein had no speech until age 3. Steve Jobs. He was a loner. He brought snakes to school.
Leonardo da Vinci. This man was far advanced on the autism spectrum.
I'm not naughty. I'm autistic. And I just get too much information.
You're listening to Takiwa Tanga, Love Not Cure, Exploring Autism One Strength at a Time.
Kia ora, and today we're going to talk about the differences between autism and ADHD. But before we deep dive to those conditions, let's step back a little bit and define ASD and ADHD. Autism Spectrum Disorder, or ASD, is a neurodevelopmental disorder characterized by persistent difficulties in social interaction, communication, and restricted repetitive patterns of behavior, interests, or activities. This is a spectrum disorder, meaning that this affects, or it is a spectrum disorder, meaning that it affects individuals differently and no or with no varying degrees. The symptoms and severity can range from mild to severe and can manifest differently in each person. The exact cause of autism is still unknown up to this date, but it is believed to be a combination of genetic and environmental factors. Diagnosis is typically based on behavioral observations and assessments, and early intervention and support can greatly improve the outcomes for individuals with autism. So that's for autism. Then we'll proceed to attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. So this is a neurodevelopmental disorder characterized by persistent symptoms of inattention, hyperactivity, and impulsiveness that interfere with daily functioning. Individuals with ADHD have difficulties with sustained attention, organization, and completing tasks, and may also be impulsive and hyperactive. ADHD can impact a person's academic, occupational, and social life. The exact cause of ADHD is also unknown, but it is believed to involve genetic, neurological, and environmental factors. Diagnosis involves a comprehensive evaluation by a mental health professional, similar like autism, and may include symptoms, assessments, interviews, and information from teachers and parents. Treatment for ADHD usually involves a combination of medication and behavioral therapy and can improve the outcomes for individuals with the said behavior. Autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. These are two separate conditions, but individuals can have both. And while they share some symptoms, such as difficulties with social interactions and repetitive behaviors, they have distinct diagnostic criteria and causes. So it's important for individuals to receive a proper diagnosis and appropriate treatment for their specific conditions. There's no current cure for autism spectrum disorder, but early intervention can greatly improve the outcomes for individuals with the said condition. So in terms of intervention or autism intervention, this can help individuals develop new skills and improve their ability to function in daily life. Treatment approaches can include behavioral therapy, speech and language therapy, educational interventions. With right support and resources, many individuals with the said condition can lead to a fulfilling and productive lives. It's important for individuals with autism to receive an individualized and comprehensive treatment plan based on their specific needs and strengths. Right, so similarly, there is currently no cure for ADHD as well, but it's a treatable condition. And the goal for this treatment is not to eliminate ADHD totally, but to manage the symptoms and improve daily functioning. The most effective treatment plans for ADHD often include a combination of medication and behavioral therapy. So medications such as stimulants can help improve attention, focus, and reduce impulsiveness and hyperactivity. Behavioral therapy can help individuals with ADHD develop coping strategies, improve organizational skills, and build better relationships with others. So we're going down now to the path of the differences between autism and ADHD. Behavioral features that are common between autism and ADHD, these are, but not limited to, impairments in social interactions. Individuals with both ADHD and autism may have difficulty with social interactions, such as engaging in conversations, understanding social cues, and forming relationships with others. Repetitive behaviors. So individuals with autism often engage in repetitive behaviors or routines, and some individuals with ADHD may also engage in repetitive behaviors such as tapping their feet or fidgeting with objects. Another similarity is difficulty with attention and hyperactivity. So individuals with ADHD often have difficulties with attention, focus, managing hyperactivity, and some individuals with autism may also have similar difficulties, especially those with co-occurring ADHD. So it's important to note that while these behaviors may be similar, the underlying causes, symptoms, and presentations of ADHD and autism are distinct. And individuals with either condition may experience a unique set of symptoms and impairments, and an accurate and comprehensive evaluation by a mental health professional is important for determining the specific needs and treatment of individuals with these conditions. So the early signs of ASD may vary from child to child, but we have some common red flags. First one is delays in language development. A child may have a late onset of first words or have difficulty using language for social interaction. And then they have also poor eye contact. So a child may avoid or seem uninterested in making eye contact during interactions. And then also lack of social responsiveness. And a child may appear indifferent to others or not responding to their name being called. And then another one is repetitive behaviors or routines. A child may engage in repetitive movements such as hand flapping or fidgeting sometimes. Early signs for ADHD. We have inattention. So children with ADHD may have difficulty paying attention to details, following instructions, and completing tasks. And then we have hyperactivity. And this may seem to be constantly on the go. So they have fidgeting or squirming in their seat and so on. Then we also have impulsivity. Children with ADHD may act without thinking, interrupting others, or engaging in dangerous behaviors. Number four is difficulty with attention and focus. So these children may have trouble focusing and staying on task, especially with activities that are repetitive or boring. And then we also have poor organizational skills. Children with ADHD may have trouble keeping their things organized and may lose items easily. An accurate and comprehensive evaluation by a mental health professional such as a psychiatrist, a psychologist, or a doctor who is an expert in these areas is important for determining the specific needs and treatment of individuals with these conditions. Early diagnosis and treatment can improve outcomes for children with ADHD and ASD, so please seek experts' advice. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Every tangata fai takiwa tanga is different. If you fail with one strategy, don't stop. Keep moving forward. Always remember that for every failure you encounter is one step closer to your success. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, memuto te fakawa haire. Let's stop judging others. Memahi tahi tato. Let's all work together. Kia maya, kia kaha, be brave and be strong.